on the Michigan Talk Network.
Looking for the good life, dressed to kill. She don't have to worry, cause there's always something.
It's a good looking Friday out there, the 22nd of June, as we head to shorter days now. And the real official start to summer, we're off to a good start. And so let's keep it that way. And let's start with, don't label my coffee as dangerous for my health. Let me put it this way. It is far more dangerous for people around me if I don't have the coffee. That's true for a lot of folks. Jeff Steyer, Senior Fellow at Consumer Choice Center. Jeff, welcome back.
Good to be with you, Steve.
Like always, California is on the cutting edge of stupidity. Now trying to label coffee as going to kill us all or something. You know, if you take just about any substance in at certain levels of consumption or forced consumption, there could be health issues. But California, I mean, can they do anything in that state?
Well, actually, I wanted to tell you something interesting, because we've been talking about this coffee story now for some 6 months. And, you know, the judge's ruling that said you have to put a Proposition 65 cancer warning on coffee because it has acrylamide, and acrylamide is a carcinogen according to the WHO. And of course, California says whatever the WHO says, we're going to go with them on that, of course. But this is where it got interesting. Last week, the California Office of Environmental Health Hazard Assessment, which is this kind of like EPA or OSHA in California, said, you know what? You don't have to put a warning label on coffee. I know the judge said you're going to have to pay $2,500 in fines per cup of every coffee you sell without a cancer warning label because there's acrylamide, but the agency actually did something somewhat sensible and said, you know, doesn't need a warning label. So everybody was applauding. Everyone thought that was good news. I think it's good news. However, I read the agency's decision. That's what you do when you work at a think tank, right, Steve?
Right. You spend your time reading really exciting stuff.
And, as you know, because I was all excited. What am I going to find in here that finally, how did they finally become sensible in California? And then it all came to me. What happened is the reason you don't have to put a warning label on coffee in California anymore is because, according to this agency, the formation of acrylamide is part of and inherent in the process of roasting coffee beans. That's to say that the acrylamide is formed when you roast the coffee, and that's true. When you roast, when you bake, when you fry a carbohydrate, acrylamide is formed. Now, this is where they got it wrong. Because let's just say acrylamide were dangerous at very low levels. Whether that acrylamide got there through roasting or baking or frying, or whether they put it in a laboratory, is not relevant to our bodies. Our bodies see something as dangerous at a certain level or not dangerous. Our bodies aren't asking, if you will, how did this get into my food? Was it done by a natural process, or was it inherent? Or was it done in a lab? Or was it done by a Republican or a Democrat? Our bodies can't tell the difference. So by saying, as the agency did, that because the acrylamide got there, because it's part of the process, and therefore you don't need a warning label, it protects this foolish law, Proposition 65, from its application. You know, your great state is a leader in the country in terms of chemicals. Prop 65 is an attack on chemicals. It's also an attack, because chemicals are science. It's an attack on science. If a synthetic chemical is a quote-unquote carcinogen, then they need warning labels in California. Now, if a chemical causes harm to people at the levels at which they're exposed, we probably, number one, shouldn't be exposing them to it, and number two, it ought to get a warning label. But how a chemical gets there is irrelevant to our bodies, but relevant apparently to the state of California. And I was asking, why do you think they do this? The answer is because they want to protect this law, this very troubling Proposition 65, when it undermines the alleged safety of something like coffee and makes fools out of the Californians who passed this law.
So they make a contorted argument to protect coffee. That's what they've done. They made a contorted argument here to protect coffee.
It's contorted. Steve, that's the word I've been looking for all week. It is terribly contorted.
Well, you should have called me. I'm here. I'm on speed dial. I'm available for your consultation, Jeff, whenever you're Jeff Steyer here, fellow at Consumer Choice Center. All right, so the point being is they want to protect Proposition 65 because if it's something they don't like smoking cigarettes, which we know is dangerous, or consuming sugar or drinking beer, whatever it might be that they think they can put a tax on.
I'll tell you what it is they don't like. They don't like the product that they make in Michigan. Proposition 65 is meant to scare consumers about synthetic chemicals. That's what it's about. If there is a chemical that is known by the state of California or the WHO's IR or some other agency to cause cancer or birth or neurological birth defects, then they get warning labels. Now, when you say cause, it could be animal studies, it could be just really bad science. And very low levels of a chemical that cause cancer at high doses in animals are now all of a sudden carcinogens and need warning labels in California, completely irrelevant to your health. So the coffee came off the list, doesn't need a warning label, but they're not applying it's an inherent part of the process. When they put it on pretty much every, when you've got, when you buy a pair of sandals and there's some chemical in the sandals, now, even though you're not eating the sandals, everywhere you go in California, they're going.
I don't know. I've seen some people from California that might eat their sneakers. I'm not quite sure you're right about that, Jeff. But go on.
Hey, it is California.
After all.
But it's really, really absurd. And any of your listeners who have been to California have seen these signs. They are ubiquitous, and they do no good.
Here's my point. I mean, here's my question. At some point, the signs being ubiquitous mean nothing. I mean, if they're on everything and everything's labeled, people just ignore it. The reason a sign would have impact to warn somebody is because it's significant. If everything has got a damn sign, it becomes insignificant and irrelevant.
And the truth is, if you're a manufacturer, if you are a retailer in California, it is in your interest to put the signs up everywhere. Because if you don't, you are at risk of what they call bounty hunter lawsuits, which means you as an individual can bring a lawsuit for failing to place a warning label if the attorney general hasn't already done it. And these $2,500 a day fines for each cup, by the way, a large portion of that fine that will be paid by the company for failure to place a warning label on a product that sells a carcinogen will go to the plaintiff. So there's an incentive in the law.
Bounty hunters. Yeah, that's interesting, Jeff. I got to leave it there. It's fascinating. I'm glad I don't live in California. I mean, it's a beautiful place, but with all the politics so completely out of whack, how could you tolerate it? Jeff Steyer, always a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you, Steve.
Have a good one. Jeff is the senior fellow at Consumer Choice Center. Can you imagine you're just some random person suing and you get part of the cash haul? Yeah, why wouldn't you? Can your passion become your job? It did for me. We'll talk about that after the break on the Steve Gruber Show.